Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary with Hannah Elise. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. We're in a different location this week. We have gone rogue. Not really. I'm sitting in my parents' house right now. I drove home yesterday from this city to visit just for the weekend. Today's actually Sunday, aka Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm from Pennsylvania, like I just said. So I decided to drive back home to spend some time with my family for the weekend and also to watch the Super Bowl with them today because, you know, this is an exciting day. So that's where we are right now. I am sitting at my desk in my childhood bedroom. I went to church this morning with my mom. I went to breakfast with her and we stopped at Starbucks. I have my drink. I have all my, you know, I've got my setup going. I'm really excited to sit down and chat with you guys for a little bit today. Let's discuss what I'm drinking. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know this order, but I went to Starbucks. When I'm here, I don't have my whole coffee machine, obviously. So I do have an excuse to go to Starbucks, which I'm not complaining about. My favorite thing to get from Starbucks is, write this down, you guys are going to want to try this, it's very good, an iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso. I get a venti because I need all the caffeine I can get. And to a venti, I add 2 pumps of cinnamon dolce syrup. If I get a grande, I add 1 pump of cinnamon dolce syrup, but the cinnamon dolce just really does something for me. Just adds, I don't know. I love cinnamon. The syrup is so good, so I get that. It's phenomenal. It's good every single time. Like, this is one of the most consistent drinks I think I've ever found from Starbucks, because sometimes it's hit or miss, you know? This is never a miss. It's always a hit. It's so good. So I have pretty much a full drink here, which is making me really freaking happy. Oh my gosh. Ugh. I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl because this is going up on Tuesday. So if we don't win, it's going to be really awkward. But I'm just excited for the whole thing. My mom's making buffalo chicken dip and some little like appetizer snack type things. I think we're going to get wings. It's literally just going to be me and my parents in the living room and our cats. Charlie, I brought Charlie home with me, obviously. And then my 2 cats here, Fluff and Archie. Just going to be all of us. And then my brother's actually, I think he's coming home, but he's going to his friend's house to watch it. So I don't even think we're going to be seeing him. Yeah, I'm just really happy to be home. It feels so refreshing to come out of the city just for a few days and have like a reset time. I drove home yesterday, which was an entire mess and journey in and of itself. Long story short, I rent a car to drive home. I usually just rent the cheapest one I can get because they're very expensive. And the only car that they had to give me was a Tesla. I have never driven a Tesla before. I don't know how to drive a Tesla. I didn't even know how to open the fucking thing. The girl at the counter handed me the key and said it was a Tesla. And I looked at her like she had 3 heads because I've never driven a Tesla before. And I was about to embark on like a 3.5 hour journey in a car I don't know how to drive. And she looked at me and literally was like, well, this is the only car we have, so just be thankful. I was like, okay, we're off to a really good start. I sat in the car for 20 minutes, potentially more, and read about how to work it. Literally had to read about how to turn it on, how to put it in gear, like how to put it in drive, how to put it in park, reverse. I didn't even figure out how to change the mirrors on the sides of the car until I got to the rest stop because I needed to stop at Starbucks. Obviously, I needed to get coffee in general. It didn't have to be Starbucks, but the first stop out of New York City on the Jersey Turnpike has a Starbucks and they have order ahead, which is a beautiful thing. So I stopped there to like resituate myself, read more about the car while I drank my coffee and had some food. I was so hangry. It was just not good. But anyway, at the end of the drive, I was actually pretty happy with the car. Like it was kind of a good experience and it was fun. Now I know how to drive a Tesla. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a skill I just added for no good reason. Anyway, so it was hectic. By the time I got home, I was just so happy to be home. My mom and I ended up going out to dinner last night, just the two of us. It was really nice. Then I just talked about this on my Instagram story. So if you follow me on Instagram, then you already know this. And if you listen to the story, but if you follow me on my main Instagram, I should say, not the podcast. My main Instagram is Hannah E M A U T E, Hannah E Maute. The E is for Elise. It's my middle name. So we got home and I was ready to sit down and work on my video that I was supposed to put up today. And I realized that I left my memory card in the camera that I filmed it on in New York. Because when I leave New York and I travel anywhere, I only bring my vlog camera. And that's not the video that I filmed this. The what? That's not the camera that I filmed this video on. So I didn't even think to take the memory card out of the other camera and bring it with me. I literally just fully left it in New York. And I sat and was like really upset for like 10 minutes-ish. Just couldn't believe that I did that. And then fast forward to when I went to pull out my phone charger from my tech bag. I didn't bring that either. I literally left my phone charger at home in New York. So clearly I've been all over the place and my head has not been on straight. This never happens. I'm usually really good at making sure that I have inventory of all my stuff. But this time, no, it just didn't happen. So I was really frustrated with myself because YouTube is my job and I need to show up and I want to show up. And I had a video filmed and I just don't have it. Like the video is not in my possession at the current moment. So I was really upset and I get really in my head about letting people down because I never want to let people down and I always just want to be on my shit. But I just wasn't this time. And after being upset about it for a little bit, I realized there's literally nothing I could do about it. I can't go back to New York. Like I can't teleport there, grab my SD card and come back. It's just a wash for this weekend. Like there's nothing I can do. The only thing that I can do at this point is change my mindset. And that's what I did. I decided to take this as a sign from the universe or whatever that I needed to take a break this weekend from posting for some reason. There is a reason that I forgot my SD card. There's a reason that I couldn't edit and upload the video this week. There's a reason. I'm interpreting that reason as maybe I needed to be present with my family this weekend. Maybe it was to give me a chance to catch back up and to get ahead on my content again so that I'm not, you know, rushing myself last minute, which is completely my fault, but I just end up falling back into that cycle, which is very difficult to break out of. So maybe it was a sign and an opportunity for me to break out of that and get back on track and get ahead again so that I can feel more on top of things. I don't know. That's just kind of what I'm reading this sign as right now. Maybe it'll reveal itself to me later in the week, but as of right now, that's the meaning I'm taking out of it. And honestly, I'm just really proud of myself for making that mindset shift in the first place. I always talk about like your mindset is so important and I preach that so much, but I'm a hypocrite. I love talking about that stuff. And then when it comes to my own life, I simply don't take my own advice. And I find myself getting sucked down a negative spiral with my mindset and feeling really hard to break out of that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did have a period where I was just so upset and like beating myself up about it. But I chose to recognize that there's nothing I can do right now. Like there's nothing I can do about it. And the only thing I can do is change my mindset and see it as there's a reason this is happening and just trust it and move forward, you know, and give myself grace. I'm just a human being and not beat myself up about it. And I think that that's a really good segue, actually. I didn't even mean to do that, but wow, that's a really good segue into the topic of today's episode, which is self-love. And one of the ways I say this is a good segue because one of the things I wanted to talk about with how to show love to yourself is to give yourself grace and not be harsh to yourself, even if you make a mistake or whatever, because at the end of the day, we're all just human beings. All those things like speaking kindly to yourself, giving yourself grace, allowing yourself to mess up, but just learn from it. Those are all things that go into showing yourself love. There's so many ways that we can show ourselves love. There's not just one definition at all. It means something different to everybody, but I wanted to talk about self-love today because it's Valentine's Day when this episode is going up. So if you're listening to this the day that it's dropping, Tuesday, February 14th, happy Valentine's Day. If you are anti-Valentine's Day, take this day as an opportunity to not focus on loving other people, but loving yourself. And that's why I wanted to make this the topic of today's episode. I was thinking about, because I knew this episode was coming, was going to fall on Valentine's Day. So I wanted it to be about love in some aspect. I almost made an entire episode about like talking about my past relationships, but I just don't think this is the day, a day that's supposed to be full of love, to talk about like my failed relationships. Like, I don't want to bring the vibe down. I want to provide another way to look at it. You know, Valentine's Day is a holiday that so many people associate with romantic relationships, but you know, we can celebrate all types of love on Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to just be about romantic relationships. You can celebrate your friends. You can celebrate your love for yourself, your love for your family, just love in general. Love is great. Love is powerful. I don't know. I feel like I'm one of those people that I used to be anti-Valentine's Day. When is the last time I had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day? I'm trying to think. I really want to say it was my sophomore year of college was the last time I was in a relationship on Valentine's Day, and that was 2019. So it's been 4 years of straight of being single on Valentine's Day, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just trying to put a new meaning on it and just reframe it in my mind again, change my mindset on it. It can be another day to just show myself love. I mean, I try to show myself love every day, but instead of thinking of this specific day as something that's about romantic relationships, no, it doesn't have to be if you don't want it to be. It can be about whatever love you want it to be about. So today we're talking about self-love. There are a lot of things that go into loving yourself. It's not a simple concept by any means. It's something that's extremely easy to say, and to say that it's something we should do. We should love yourself. Duh. I mean, everyone says that. You should love yourself. You should love yourself first before you love anyone else. But it's not that easy. Self-love is not something that you can just wake up and have in its entirety. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I literally just looked up on the internet what is self-love so that I could find a loose definition I could at least read. I think we all know what it is and what it means, but I'm just going to read it anyway. So I found one from the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation that says, quote, self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve. End quote. It also says self-love can mean something different for each person because we all have many different ways to take care of ourselves, which is extremely true. And then it also says, I'm just going to keep reading because this is really good. Figuring out what self-love looks like for you as an individual is an important part of your mental health. End quote. Thank you, Brain and Behavior Research Foundation, for that definition. So yeah, now that we have our base understanding of what self-love means and how it really means something different to everybody, I want to talk about myself. Of course, this is my podcast. I want to talk about my own journey to self-love and how I kind of came into loving myself, because I didn't always have the love for myself that I have now. And even right now, as I sit here, I still am mean to myself. I look in the mirror and I pick myself apart. I tear myself down. I speak negatively to myself. Nobody is perfect. We all have our moments. Nobody is just positive towards themselves all the time. No one is positive all the time, period, because life has both ups and downs. No one's perfect. So if you see somebody and you think, oh, they must have such high self-esteem, or they really love themselves and they're perfect at it, and why can't I just love myself all the time? Just know that that is so not realistic at all. At least not for me, because I love myself. I tell people all the time I love myself. I tell myself that I love myself. I'm always hyping myself up. I'm clapping for myself. I'm proud of myself. I believe in myself. And I feel like I have a really good grasp at this point in my life on who I am as a person. And I love that person. But I still have my moments where I let other insecurities creep back in and they cloud my judgment, and they just, you know, get in the way of the fact that I love myself, and they overpower it sometimes. My point was that I don't want this to come off as like I'm perfect at this, because I don't think anybody is, and it's unrealistic to expect yourself to be perfect at this or anything. The other part of my point is that self-love is not, it's a journey that's not linear. It's gonna have its ups and downs. There are gonna be days where you feel like you're on top of the world and you love yourself so much that you could do absolutely no wrong, and then literally the next day you could feel so the opposite. But I want you to know that that's okay. Did the heat just come on? For real, the heat just came on. Fuck. Is it loud? Okay, I just listened to that part back and I can't hear it. So I'm really hoping that it doesn't come through while I'm editing and like piss me off. But the journey to self-love is not linear. Most journeys in life are not linear, but that's okay. Let me just get into my personal journey to self-love and how I even have gotten to the point where I am. And there's still a ways for me to go. I don't think that there's ever a cap that you can hit with how much improvement you make with really anything but loving yourself in this example. So it's something that I'm still working on every day, but I feel like right now as I'm sitting here, 23 years old, I'm gonna be 24 in a couple months, I have made great strides with this. I don't have an exact chronological timeline for like when I started to love myself more, but I think that my personal journey to self-love, I gained this love and appreciation for myself as I went through hard things and came out of them on the other side. There have been so many times in my life where I didn't know I was capable of navigating a situation so stressful or difficult. I can't even sit and think of any specific examples because it just happens all the time. It's life. But there have been so many situations that I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. There's literally no way I'm going to get through this. And then I do. And I make it out onto the other side. And I can look back at the me who was right in the middle of it, thinking that it was the end of the world. And I'm out of it on the other side. I'm stronger. I'm smarter. And I'm more resilient than I was when I started the whole thing or before I faced the conflict or whatever it was. I also think that I gained a better love and appreciation for myself as I got older and I matured more. I've grown up, and I guess that also goes hand in hand with going through things because I've experienced more life. I've gone through more things, more hard things, and I've made it out. I've gained wisdom, which I think is one of the things that I love the most about myself, is the wisdom that I have gained from the different things I've gone through and just how I've held on to that, and then also how I share it with others. I love to share my insights on things that I went through and advice based on what I went through with other people who may be going through the same thing or something similar. I love doing that. It makes me feel good. And that's another thing that makes me love myself more too, I guess. But as I've grown through the years, I've gone through hard things and I've gotten through them. I have started to give myself more credit for what I've done. And it's also helped me to realize what I can do, what I'm capable of. And I think that that's really the thing that helped me to come into this self-love that I feel now. I'm just really proud of myself for never giving up, even when I wanted to, when it was really freaking hard and I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel or a way out. I didn't give up. And I think that's really admirable. And I think I rock for that. Life is full of adversity and we all have to go through things and get through hard things, but it's actually kind of a huge deal. And it's something that we should be giving ourselves way more credit for. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. If you already give yourself a ton of credit for that, good for you, because you should. But for me and for those like me who maybe don't recognize how much strength it takes to battle through something really hard and get out of it on the other side a stronger person and a smarter person, that is huge. It's not just because it happens to everybody and life is full of challenges doesn't make overcoming those challenges any less important or significant for yourself and your own growth. We are made from things like that. We are made from overcoming adversity, obstacles, struggles, fighting through things when we just wanted to give up, but continuing to go anyway. That is honestly how I feel like I have come into loving myself now. I also think that as I've grown and moved through life, I've learned what I deserve and what I don't deserve in terms of treatment from others. And I have gained so much respect for myself when you gain respect for yourself and you have a lot of respect for yourself, you stop accepting treatment that you don't deserve. You stop letting people walk all over you because you know your worth and you know your value. And I can look back on me in like high school, like my first ever relationships. I just, no matter what someone would say to me or like how they would treat me, I would just kind of take it. A lot of the time I would let things go because I thought that I loved the person and I didn't want to stand up for myself for fear that I would lose them and the relationship in its entirety. And I didn't want that because I was holding on to them for dear life. But now, as I've lived through those things and just all the other life experiences I've had, I know that I deserve the absolute best. And because I love myself so much now, I won't let somebody speak to me like that or treat me like that. At this point in my life, it's just so interesting to see I'm the same person physically, I mean, that I was back then, but I didn't have the same love for myself that I do now. When you gain a greater love for yourself, you stop accepting bullshit because you know your worth and you know what you bring to the table. Just the whole idea of knowing your worth, knowing what you bring to the table, and knowing who you are as a person and feeling solid in that is self-love. Self-love isn't just telling yourself that you love yourself in the mirror or giving yourself a self-care day or, I don't know, things like that. It's every little way that you are nice to yourself or that you just believe in yourself. It's every quality of yourself that you appreciate. There's so many things to it. It's huge. There's not just one path to self-love and there's not just one way to show yourself love. I feel like I've said self-love so much in this episode already and we're like only halfway in, which is really probably annoying. So I'm sorry. I think another huge thing that has played a part in me gaining more love for myself and respect for myself is living alone and how I've just navigated everything from moving out of my parents' house, moving to a different state by myself. I've gotten really comfortable with myself because I live alone. So I feel like I've just had a lot more time just with myself to really sit with who I am. And I've realized that not only have I gotten so much more mature and I've grown so much just in the last year and a half that I've lived by myself, I have realized how cool I am, I guess. I don't, not to like suck my own dick or anything, but I guess that's what this whole episode is about. Like, you should be tooting your own horn because you are cool. I sit with myself a lot more. I spend a lot more time with myself and I'm just realizing how proud I am of myself. Sometimes I will literally look around when I'm sitting in my apartment and I'm like, oh my God, this is my apartment. I live in New York City. I think about this when I'm walking really anywhere. I'll look up and I'll be like, I live in New York City. Like, this is the city I've always wanted to live in. I did that. And I'm so proud of myself for that. And I rock for that. Essentially, my journey to self-love has come with time. It has been gained through going through things and growing through things in my life and kind of how I've responded, I guess, to things that have happened. Talking about this, like about myself, feels so self-centered and narcissistic. But I also don't think that there should be that stigma, if that's even the right word, around loving yourself. I don't think there's a problem at all. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself. I don't know why it can be like, oh, you're full of yourself. I guess there is a line. There's a line between self-love and just being completely full of yourself and just being obnoxious about it. That's not what I'm trying to do. So if it's coming off that way, I'm sorry, but I don't know. Something that I've always heard from people pretty much my whole life is that you should always love yourself before you love somebody else. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that is the 100% truth. I think that there is nuance to everything and not every like concept applies to every person's life, obviously. But I think that the general principle of that, just having a solid foundation with yourself and being super comfortable with yourself, is really, really, really important. It's almost like, you know, when you're building a house and you lay the foundation. If the foundation of the house is not stable and it's not solid, then the rest of the house that you're building on top of it also won't be stable or solid. You want the foundation of that house that you're building to be as solid as humanly, physically possible. And it's the exact same thing with the foundation that you're building of love for yourself. Another good analogy would be the cup one, like filling your own cup and making sure that you are filling your own cup, because if your cup isn't filled, you can't pour into other people's cups. Literally think about it with a cup. If you have a cup and it's like half full of water and you have somebody else's cup that you really want to pour into and you want to help them to fill their cup up, and then you decide to pour some of the water in your own cup into theirs, then your cup is even less full than it was to start with. Like, you're running out of water. What you want in an ideal scenario would be for you to have filled your cup so far up that it's literally overflowing into other people's cups. You don't have to take away from the water in your own cup to fill other people's. You have an excess. I'm a visual learner, so I love thinking about concepts in that way. So I use those a lot in this podcast, and I'm going to continue to, because I feel like explaining it that way makes the most sense to me. If I try to explain something like that with words, it just doesn't do the job as well. I do think that it's important to have a good grip on yourself and know yourself, be comfortable with yourself, be okay with yourself and okay with spending time alone and just enjoying your own company. You need to know who you are before you can tell other people who you are. Because if you don't know who you are and you're trying to tell other people who you are, it's not going to work. You have to have that knowledge and that foundation within yourself so that when you then go out and you're around other people, you enjoy their presence, you enjoy spending time with them and you love them, but you have to be okay with the fact that at the end of the day, it's just you. And as cynical as this sounds, if all of it were to go away, if everybody else were to go away and to up and leave, you would be okay because you have yourself. Obviously, you'd still be like sad if people did that, because that sucks and it's very shitty. But you have so much love for yourself and you have such a strong foundation within yourself that you are unshakable. You know who you are. You know exactly what you bring to the table. You know what kind of heart you have, and you know how much love you have within yourself and how much you have to give. You just know yourself and you believe in yourself. And that's what's most important, that you know that about yourself. If other people can't see that, that's their problem. That's the mindset that you kind of have to have, because the people who are meant to be in your life will come and they will stay. And the people who aren't meant to be in your life, they may come and go. They might not come at all. But when you have that energy towards yourself, that is the energy that you're also putting out. Before I get into the next thing I was going to say, this is also tying back to the second episode that I made for this podcast is called Nobody Can Tell You Who You Are, You Tell Them. Some of this kind of has to do with that. If you know who you are, then nobody can tell you who you are, you tell them. If you haven't listened to that episode, maybe go listen to that one after this one, because I feel like a lot of what I said in that one will kind of complement what I'm saying in this one. But I love to involve you guys in the episode. So I went onto the podcast Instagram account, which is Digital Diary Pod, if you didn't know or you haven't followed yet. If you want to be a part of future episodes, or you just want to give any feedback or chat, you can go follow the podcast Instagram if you want to do all of those things. But I posted a little question sticker on my Instagram story last night, and I asked, what does self-love mean to you? And I wanted to talk about some of y'all's responses, because I scrolled through them last night, and now I wrote a few down that I wanted to touch on, but I haven't gone through the rest of them that I've gotten since then. So I thought it would just be fun to read through them, talk about them, bounce off of them. Yeah. When I was reading through last night, one of the biggest themes that I was pulling out of so many of the responses was this, and I grouped all of them into one bullet point because they all, I feel like, have to do with each other. So things like taking a break, taking days off, letting yourself relax, resting, taking time to do something just for you, treating yourself, all that kind of thing. a lot of people put that. And this I put as my number one bullet point because I feel like this is, at least lately, one of the most powerful ways that I show love to myself. Because doing these things in this world that we're in and the toxic productivity culture that we can all be a part of sometimes and get sucked into, it's hard sometimes to let yourself rest and let yourself take a break when I feel like all we see is people doing more and being go, go, go. And we feel like we have to keep up, but we don't. First of all, that's not what this episode is about, but just taking a break and taking a day off, or just having a day to reset and relax, letting yourself rest, maybe letting yourself sleep in, taking a time to do something that's just for you. And it's not working towards like a monetary goal or really anything substantial besides just making you happy. For me, that's reading. Reading is one of those things that are one of my absolute favorite ways to show myself love, is just giving myself time in the day to sit down, turn my phone off, and just read a book and allow myself to get lost in whatever the book is and just really fully immerse myself in it. That is definitely a form of self-love because it makes me happy. It makes me feel refreshed and I just really enjoy it. And it's not serving any greater purpose. I'm not making money from reading a book. Nobody else is gaining something from me sitting and reading a book. It's just for me. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. And I feel like that's honestly a reason I should do it even more, is because I deserve to do things that are just for me. I don't need to be working towards some goal, some external goal 24/7. That's just not how life works. There needs to be a balance. And I think that taking those days where you allow yourself to be quote-unquote lazy, don't even get me started on that. Resting is not lazy. Resting is productive, because if you don't rest, if you don't take time to rest, your body will take it for you. Either way, you're going to have to rest at some point. So to be able to recognize when you need that and give it to yourself without guilt is huge. It's honestly, in my opinion, one of the highest forms of showing love to yourself, because it's what you need. Your body needs it. Your mind needs it. So giving yourself something like that, even if it is as simple as literally pulling out a book or letting yourself sleep in an extra hour or two, those are huge, huge ways to show yourself love, and they make a huge difference. That's going to be probably a general theme of this, is like there's no big or small in ways that you show yourself love, because they're all important and impactful in their own ways. The smallest things could end up being the things that make the biggest difference. I talked about this in last week's episode, which is called Finding Joy in the Little Things, or something like that, and little things that aren't little. A lot of the things that I talked about are things that directly have to do with just how you treat yourself and how you show yourself love. So I guess that's another episode you can go and listen to. A lot of my episodes have very similar themes, or I talk about similar things in them, like the mindset thing, or how even if you think that something is a small thing, it actually could be like the biggest, most impactful thing, even if it's just a tiny gesture. Anyway, the next category or theme that I pulled out of the responses is believing in yourself, your abilities and your ideas, and just believing in yourself as a whole, recognizing your capability, just knowing that you can do it and knowing that you are strong, you're powerful, you're capable, you are able to do whatever it is that you want and whatever it is that you put your mind to. Believing in yourself is the first step. And I love that so many people wrote this as a response, because this is such a great way to show yourself love. Just simple things like knowing you're good enough are huge. And telling yourself that you're good enough, they make a huge difference. You're the only person at the end of the day that you can ever count on completely to be in your corner. Other people who love you will want to be in your corner, and that's great. But at the end of the day, the only person you can control is yourself. And because of that, you can't control anyone else's actions or words. You can only control your own. You can make sure that you're always in your corner, and you can make sure that you're always believing in yourself. And that is why it's so freaking important to show yourself love, believe in yourself, and love yourself. There's going to be a lot of people against you in life. That's just how the world is. That's how life is. There's always going to be people against you. Just make sure that you're not one of them. Next, somebody said, spending time with their inner child. I love this answer. For me, when I think of spending time with my inner child, I think about how much younger me loved crafts. Loved crafts. Arts and crafts, my absolute favorite things to do at home, in school. Art class was my favorite. Like, I consider doing any DIYs or just taking time to, I don't know, paint or color, even if it's like a coloring book. I love coloring books too. Like, I'm going to be 24 years old. I love a coloring book. I don't give a shit. Coloring books are fun. Anyway, it's just something I enjoyed as a child, but I still enjoy it to this day. I picture me now sitting with me when I was little, like at a table or something, and doing a DIY, like a craft together. And just the thought of that, the image of that in my head is so fucking precious to me. If I visualize it like that, when I'm sitting and doing a project, I could even be just like making a little craft with my Cricut really quick. Younger me, if she had a Cricut and could just make whatever with that, oh my God, she would lose her mind. Creativity is one of my favorite things about myself. I love the way that my brain thinks, and I love how creative I am. And that's something that really started when I was a kid, doing things like that. So anything creative now, as I'm older, that I do, I kind of see as like honoring my younger self. And the way that this person put it, spending time with my inner child, I love that. I just want to sit at a little table with me when I was like 4 or 5 and tell her about all the cool new things that you can make and all the different little machines I have that make different things. God, she would freak out. If she knew that I knew how to use a sewing machine, she would probably lose her mind. This next one is something that I talked about earlier and I told you it would come back. So here it is. Giving yourself grace, not beating yourself up or messing up or doing something embarrassing. This is a huge one for me, specifically the embarrassing one, because I will look back at things that I've done and be so fucking embarrassed that I did those things. I'm like, oh my God, that's so awkward and embarrassing. I can't believe I did that. But giving yourself grace is so important, but it's also really hard. You almost expect yourself to be perfect, or maybe it's just me. I expect myself to be perfect. I hold myself to an extremely high standard. Sometimes it's like unreachable levels of high. And if I'm anything less than that, I feel like I failed, or I feel like I should do better because I know I'm capable of like really great things. And if I'm doing anything less, or I'm not living up to that, or if I mess up, like just what I said earlier, how I forgot my SD card. I'm like, Hannah, you have been, I said this to my mom last night. I was like, I have been doing this as my job for 5 years, over 5 years. How did I forget that? Like, that makes no sense. Like, this is my entire job. I should know better. It's easy to just have a situation like that happen and be like, how am I that stupid? Like, am I just careless? Like, I don't know. Maybe this is also just a me thing, but just had this happen last night. Giving yourself grace is a choice. It's not something most of the time that is your natural response. My natural response in this situation was to beat myself up and be like, Hannah, you know better. And you should be doing better because you know better, but you're not. So like, what's wrong with you type of thing. But giving yourself grace is pretty much equivalent to a mindset shift. Breaking yourself out of a negative spiral of thinking is hard. Breaking yourself out of beating yourself up for something is hard. Giving yourself grace, or switching your mindset to seeing things in a different way that are actually constructive and beneficial to you, they're not easy things to do. They are choices. And they're usually not things that you can just wake up one morning and that's how you work now. Like, I didn't wake up this morning and decide that from here on out for the rest of my life, I'm going to be giving myself grace first before I even think about beating myself up for something. It doesn't work like that. It's something that you build within yourself little by little when things happen. So if you mess up or you do something embarrassing or whatever it is, it's a choice you have to make every single time, whether you're going to spend time and energy beating yourself up or you're going to give yourself grace. Now, if you do something wrong and you mess up bad, you need to hold yourself accountable. But holding yourself accountable and beating yourself up are not the same thing. You can take accountability while also still being kind to yourself. Giving yourself grace doesn't mean ignoring or pushing things to the side or making excuses for yourself. That's not what giving yourself grace is. Giving yourself grace is realizing that you're a human being, and if you mess up, giving yourself grace is, instead of beating yourself up about it forever, it's deciding that you acknowledge that you messed up, you take accountability for that, and then you do better next time. And you hold yourself to that. That's what giving yourself grace is in a situation like that. My friend Sydney just texted me that her brother sent her this really nice message about my podcast. So I want to give a shout out to Matthew on the pod. King. If you're listening to this, hi Matthew. I just got this text from Sydney. That's really sweet. And it made me smile a lot. And I really needed to hear that right now. So thank you. I'm going to rapid fire read a few more of these responses before I tell you guys, you know, my final thoughts on the topic in this episode and kind of try and wrap things up, because I'm talking for a long time. I'm just going to go, let's go. Accepting yourself, treating yourself as you treat your best friends, being kinder to yourself when you make a mistake. It happens. Perfection isn't a thing. Big time on that. Listening to your body, allowing yourself to make mistakes, not putting pressure on yourself, saying no when you need to. This is huge. Social events, if you're tired or not feeling well, you just want to prioritize, you know, rest, that's okay. Eating well and drinking water, being respectful in how you talk to yourself, being content and proud of who you are as a person and not feeling the need to conform or do what other people are doing just because everyone else is doing it. Accepting the fact, this is a really good one, accepting the fact that you can't be anyone else, so you work on yourself instead. This is such a good point. Like, take that energy that you may be putting into other people and like what they're doing and focus that energy onto bettering yourself. That's always a really good way to allocate your energy towards something that is actually going to benefit you. Unlearning old unhealthy habits and mindsets. This is so huge. Exercising, learning something new. God, I love learning new things. It's so fun. Taking time for yourself and doing things you enjoy on your own time. Doing what your body needs, listening to your body, taking care of yourself. A night on the couch, just watching Netflix, a face mask, wine, and candles. Oh, that is such a good one. I just felt the vibe through that response and it made me so happy. Doing things at your own pace. This is really important too, especially as I said in the whole go, 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 we always have to be doing something. Mindset is something that's talked about a lot, but it's okay to do things at your own pace because everyone is on a different path in life. Everyone has different goals, priorities. It's not a race. None of it is a race. We're not in competition with anyone else. When you're an adult, you're literally not competing with anyone else. It's just you working on yourself. So you are allowed to do things at your own pace, and being able to recognize that and actually do that for yourself is huge. Cooking good food, hanging out with friends, going to therapy. Yes, I need to start going to therapy. I really do. It's a February goal of mine to actually get the ball rolling on that. And I talk about this like in every episode about how bad I need to go to therapy, but it's a great way to show love for yourself, especially when you're first starting, like kind of sticking with it and knowing that it's something you really want for yourself. Even if the first couple people that you're meeting with aren't the right fit for you, just like continuing on and continuing to try so that you can do something good for yourself is so nice to yourself and huge. Taking your time. Yeah. We all really need to slow down sometimes. We don't have to be go, go, go all the time. There's no fire. It's not a fire drill. We all just need to fucking breathe. We're literally on a floating rock. Is it really that serious? Recognizing what I need at that time and not feeling guilty about doing it. The guilt thing. Don't know why. This is such a common feeling. Like, doing something for yourself or taking time to rest can sometimes come with a feeling of guilt for not doing more. Which is like, why? We shouldn't be feeling guilt for putting ourselves first. We should be praising ourselves for doing that. Like, that's a good thing. I don't know why that's framed in a way that it would, like, make us feel guilty, because I'm the same exact way. Like, I feel guilt too. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. Could probably do a whole study on that. This is such a good one. And I feel like this might be a good one to end on. Realizing that doing my best does not mean that everything must be perfect. This is such a fucking hard realization to come to for perfectionists like myself. I talked a little bit about how I expect myself to be perfect and anything less I feel like is a failure. This is so real, this response. Realizing that doing my best does not mean everything has to be perfect. Something that I have been thinking about a lot lately is giving 100% of your efforts does not always mean you're giving 100% of 100%. Sometimes your starting percentage, like your baseline for the day, is 40%. 100%, if you are feeling 100%, that means that that is the best you have ever felt in your life. You are absolutely on cloud nine. The best mood, just the best day ever would be 100%. I feel like I probably sit around 75 on a normal day. Like, there's nothing like wrong with the day, but it's just not the best day of my entire life. So if you're sitting at 75 or even like 50 or 40 or 20%, you try to give 100% of that 20% or of that 40% or of that 70%. You can't give 100% of more than you currently have to work with. Another way to show yourself love is to meet yourself where you are right now. And by right now, I mean right this second. Think about it. Right this second, today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, right now. Where are you at? If your honest answer is 30%, you're at 30% for yourself today. That's okay. If you're at 80%, that's okay. Another big part of this is not shaming yourself or talking down to yourself or beating yourself up for being at a lower percentage. Because as I said, no journey is linear. You're gonna have days where you're feeling on top of the world. The next day you might feel the opposite, but that doesn't mean you're not still making progress and you're not still moving forward. You're just at 30% today, that's it. But during the day, aim to give 100% of the 30% that you have. You just gotta work with what you have. Acknowledge that, be honest with yourself, and meet yourself there and work with that. That's all you can ask of yourself. Don't beat yourself up for where you're at that day, because that's not going to help. Just acknowledge it, say, all right, that's what we're working with, and make it work. That's all. Thank you so much for all of your responses. These are so thoughtful, and I love putting these questions up, not just so that I can read some of the responses on the podcast, but I like to put them up kind of as like prompts just for yourself to get yourself thinking. And you can even, if you want to, like take them as a journal prompt. I don't know. I just like putting a thought starter out there and giving people something to respond to and start thinking about, because I don't know, I feel like if I come across a story and I see someone put a question sticker about how they show themselves love, I start thinking about all the ways I show myself love. And then I don't know, that makes me happy. I start going down like a good thought path. So whether I read your direct response or not, I just really hope that those little question stickers and the prompts that I put up sometimes just get you thinking. That's all I really wanted to say with that. But that's all I've got for today's episode. Self-love is such a hard topic, I feel like, to talk about. It's a very easy topic to talk about, but it's also hard because it has so much to it. The idea of loving yourself seems easy, but when you actually get into it and you start dissecting it and looking at all the different things that can go into it and all the different ways you can show yourself love, it's actually not at all simple. It's complex. There's a lot to it. But I think that that also is a good thing, because there's not just one way to do it. There's so many possibilities. They're really endless, and they're personal to everybody. It's not just a cookie cutter thing, like everyone does it this way, so I have to do it this way. No, self-love is meant to mean different things to different people, because no two people are alike. No two selves are alike. So you can't show your self-love in the exact same way someone else does, because you are not the same. You have different needs, you have different interests, and that's what makes this so much fun and so beautiful, honestly, of a concept. And also, there's no scale. It doesn't matter how big or small the gesture is, because in the grand scheme of showing yourself love, big and small does not exist. Going out and buying yourself a designer bag could be a way that you show yourself love, and that's awesome. But also, brushing your teeth could be a way that you're showing yourself love. it means different things to different people. It doesn't have to cost money. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to, like, it can be anything, whether big or small. They both can be super impactful. I sometimes sit and think about how I should be showing myself love more. And a lot of the time I feel like I'm just not doing enough. I feel like that with a lot of things, but like, I should be doing more. I could be giving myself more of this. I could be doing more of this for myself. But if I think about it and really break down my day, making my morning coffee is a way that I show myself love. Washing my face and doing my full skincare routine when I'm drunk at 3 a.m. is showing myself love. It's free. It's really a small thing. It's part of my routine anyway, but it's something I could skip. But the fact that I'm not skipping it and I'm still doing it because I know that it's good for me is self-love. So I'm going to leave you with that. Next time, if you feel like you aren't doing enough for yourself or you're not showing yourself enough love, think about all the things you do in a day for yourself. Brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, getting out of bed, putting on clothes that you like, whatever. You'll realize that there's a lot of self-love that you've actually built into your daily routines that you don't even think about anymore as self-love because you're so used to doing them, but that doesn't mean that they aren't still self-love. Start recognizing those things. That's it for me today. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you enjoy the day, no matter who you're with, what your situation is. I love you, so there's that. Hope you all have a great day, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.